Oh, it's not on. That's why I can't.
All right.
Oh, they're not on. I'm a fucking dumbass.
Maybe just
I was
a
like, I don't see, I don't hear Nico wait. Or Victor because they're not on. Hey, so.
What?
Not recently, because I don't know about how recently, but before, say before COVID, when you're in bumper to bumper traffic, did people honk? Like, do you remember people honking for like?
Yeah.
You do? Bro, I don't.
Yeah, all the time.
Really? People like...
Like crazy bitches? Like there would be in traffic, I hear them like beep, 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 beep.
For real?
Not often, but I remember it happening
really?
A few times.
Mm-hmm. Bro, never in my life. In San Antonio.
I think you just weren't paying attention when it happened.
In San Antonio, I've never like... In bumper to bumper traffic where honking is just kind of like... It's dumb.
Yeah, it's
like,
useless.
It's not even someone like just not paying attention. They just can't do anything. You know what I mean? Like honking for no reason. Like they're doing it because they're mad. But
yeah,
like,
that the traffic's not moving. I've seen someone do it at a light.
Right.
Like, beep, 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 beep. Like at the, like they're waiting in traffic. And it's like, bro.
Really? Yeah. For real? Bro.
That one's
like before COVID. Before COVID.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
What the fuck? Because.
How did this come up?
Okay. So for 20 years in this city, in San Antonio, I've been able to sit in bumper to bumper traffic. In harmony, in silence, just listening to my music, and I never heard a honk.
You've never heard a honk?
I never heard a honk for just no fucking reason.
I definitely have.
That's so weird because, well, I was at Culebra, right, a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. I fucking hate Culebra.
Yeah, at 12 p.m., the traffic is.
Dude, try going on a Saturday any time of day. It's fucking backed
for real
everywhere. Yeah.
I'm only on Calabria because I'm at school and I go get lunch.
Yeah,
and it's pretty fucking bad, bro. It's bumper to bumper traffic through.
For real.
What is that like a four lane road, right?
Like one time I went to go pick up my friend, and I went at 12 o'clock, like one. There was backed up traffic, like. Probably almost to the exit, like on the highway.
It's so bad. I mean, in the beginning of the semester, same thing, backed up traffic, but I never heard like pointless honks, right? Mm. And, you know, I'm saying this, I don't mean, I'm fine with Californians moving to San Antonio, moving to Texas. Mm-hmm. I don't really have a problem with it, but don't fucking honk.
You think?
Bro, I know it's the Californians because just the other day I was on Calabria. And we were sitting, we were in bumper to bumper traffic, we were stopped, I was with Kai in the car, and I hear, beep, 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 and I'm like, go back to fucking California! And Kai was like, that shit don't fly here!
I'm like,
yeah, I will pay for your plane ticket! We got fucking pissed. It was angry.
You think it's, that's why?
Yeah, I'm sure it's Californians, so that's the only...
Have you ever driven on the south side?
Huh?
Have you ever driven on the south side?
I'm a north side baby, bro. Right, I don't really leave.
So if you go on the south side, and like it's happened to me like multiple times, and you're at a light, turns green, and you don't instantly start accelerating, you get honked at.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I was driving my, specifically, I remember this one time, I was driving my dad's car, going, I was at a light, and I was like changing the music on my phone, light turned green, I waited a second, and then I heard beep, beep. I was like, what the fuck? And I looked at it, it was green, I was like, damn. Literally 2 minutes later, I took a left. Same thing happened, and different car. Beep, beep. I'm like,
yeah. Well, that's just impatient people. But like that has happened. That is normal for me. But what I'm talking about is like, there's a red light. You're like 10 cars.
Yeah, and someone's behind honking.
And someone's honking at a red light, or just you're on the highway where you're just bumper to bumper. You're on your brake for the most of the time. Yeah. It's like I literally can't do anything.
That one's not that often, but I've heard it like once or twice.
I'm hearing it more often, and I'm 100% sure it's the Californians.
Interesting.
No offense to California.
I think
because
it's,
this
I think,
is why. This
I think
is why.
It's the Beaners.
No, but well, the LA Beaners.
It could
the
be.
California Beaners. No offense.
Beaners.
I'm just saying. Beaners. Stop fucking honking. But. And I know this because when I went to California when I was 10, right? And we went with our own car. We're driving and we're like, why the fuck are people honking? Like, it's kind of pointless. It's just like right when people in California, right when people like get to a red light behind cars, they honk.
That's true.
They stop and they go, bop, 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 Like,
yeah.
Like, what the fuck is the point?
So have you ever driven in Beirut? Like, not driven, but in the car. You know how they honk?
Yeah.
But they honk just to, like, let you know that they're, like, beep, beep. But, like, it's not, like, move. It's
right.
Like, yo, I'm here.
Right, but they mean that because they're, like, they're moving. They're, like, actually changing lanes and going in. I'm talking about they stop right behind you at a red light and they just honk.
Yeah.
And that's kind of dumb. We're like, what the fuck is the point, right? It's just normal there because after a while being in there, we had someone who was from, like, one our family members from California. They started driving and exactly what happened. We turn onto the road. We get to a red light. He goes, beep, beep. We're like, what the fuck?
Are you honking at?
What are you honking at? Like,
he just likes using his horn.
It was so normal because, like, he did it like it was second nature.
Yeah.
He just went up, stopped, went beep, beep, and then he sat back.
What are we talking about?
Honking.
Like, pointless honking.
Honking?
Pointless honking.
Oh. I do that all the time.
Do you honk all the time?
Like, I honk at people just to pressure them.
Like, hey. Oh, for real? No, but like to go or
I told you, it's the fucking beaners. Yeah.
Get closer 100%. To your microphone.
Point proven.
Huh? Yeah. You're live.
It's on. Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I can hear you.
Are you ready for round two?
So, yeah, I'm ready.
So wait, you
I'm down and ready.
Oh, dude, I do it often, actually.
Really?
There's this exit.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's just the beaners.
Do you know that little exit by the Dairy Queen? Tell me when.
Went there. You spilled it. You slut.
The exit by the Dairy Queen, like right next to us?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah, and you know how like there's like a little car in the middle of the road?
Bro, that's fucking hard,
and
bro.
And people hesitate, bro. People hesitate even though like you can go. I'd be like, people risk their lives sometimes because they honk.
Bro, you're going to kill someone like that.
Yeah. All right. Cheers.
Okay.
Cheers.
Mom, we're not drinking. This is fake.
Cheers on this water.
Wait for me.
On this holy water.
Uh-oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, my aunt's going to be mad about that.
Holy water.
Is she really? She won't know.
No, but that's still... Because you're helping them, you know, in a way. You're like, no, bro, you can go. Beep, right? But what we're talking about is if you're like sitting bumper-to-bumper traffic, right? And there's nothing you can do to make it go better and someone honks. Do
Does
you
that
do
happen
that?
To you?
Yeah, it's literally pointless.
Yeah, do you do that though?
Hell yeah, I do. I
it's the fucking beaters. That's funny. Okay, I'm sorry.
Called it.
Okay, I have to apologize to Californians. It does happen to. It seemed to be the beaners.
Glad I'm right on this one.
Okay, so tell us about your crash, Nico.
Oh,
I
want to
know already.
Okay, so, all right, I was riding. It was my grandma's birthday. I was riding home.
Oh, hold on a second. Welcome back to Ranking Geeky Boys, episode 20. Go ahead.
All right. I was riding home from my grandma's birthday lunch, and I was in a school zone, and I was like, you know what? It's a good time for me to try a rolling burnout. So I hop up on the front of the bike, grab front brake, and I give it some gas, but it doesn't go anywhere. It just like accelerates. I'm like, fuck, I want the tire to spin. Try it again. Same thing. I'm like, I need to give it some fucking beans. So then I get up, grab front brake, and I give it some good gas, and I hear the tire start spinning and goes... It goes and I'm like, whoa, whoa. Like, I let it spin a little bit and I go to slow down. So I let go of brake, but I was still holding on to gas. So then the tire gripped and then like jerked me forward and I was standing on the bike. So it kind of like threw me off balance and I fell down and the bike fell with me.
And I so it wasn't like like you were going high speeds and you just
no,
fell
I was,
out. Okay.
I was in a school zone.
You were just being a dumbass,
I
pretty
was,
much.
Dude, for real, I was going 20 miles an hour in a school zone.
Oh.
So like.
Oh, you were just trying to burn out. Like while moving?
Yeah, while moving.
Oh, you skid on the road then?
Not exactly. I like hit the road and I kind of like rolled over, but I like got up.
Did no one help you? Did people see this?
Yeah, this lady pulled over. She was behind me. She pulled over. She's like, "Do you want me to call 911?" And I was already getting up, and I was like, "Fuck no!" Like, why would you call it? Like, that's emergency. She's like, "I'm standing." I'm like, "Fuck! If anything, call a tow truck." And then so I'm like, "No, I'm fine." She's like, okay. And this guy stops behind me and he gets out. I see him watching as I'm walking back to my bike, like assessing what happened. And he's like, hey, are you okay? Like, do you need a tow or like, what's going on? And I was like, oh, just give me a second. I'm fine. So I go to pick up my bike. I get it up and I go to start it. Doesn't hesitate. Boom.
It starts?
Yeah, it starts. Wow. So then I turn around and I'm like, nah, dude, I'm good. Hop on it. Just ride home.
Really? Like that? Were you hurting?
Huh?
Were you hurting or was it adrenaline?
No, I bet your adrenaline
was. I got up and I thought I was good. And then I looked down at my hands and they're all bloody. And I was like, oh shit, I'm obviously not good, but I feel fine.
Yeah.
So then I'm riding home and I feel the wind on like on my arm, but I still haven't realized this. I just feel it kind of sore. So then I get home and then I go to take off my shirt and it hurts. And I'm like, oh shit. And I see it. And I'm like, oh fuck. So I hopped in the shower because it was full of like road shit.
Yeah.
But then I went to the doctor's appointment. And I was like, hey, can y'all kind of bandage me up? He's like, yeah.
You had a doctor's appointment already?
I had a doctor's appointment scheduled. I was late for my thing.
Oh.
And what is that?
A cyst. It's a cyst.
What's a cyst?
And it's just like a pimple that's under the skin.
Why haven't you popped it?
Because it's under. You can't.
It's not like a regular pimple. It's like under your skin.
Yeah, you
can't.
Like,
you can't just put a knife on it.
Yeah, it's dangerous though.
Yeah. Oh. It's like slicing your skin open. Like, why would you do that?
Oh, I've done that all the time.
Anyway.
You lose a lot of blood.
Yeah, apparently the forehead bleeds a lot. That's
apparently?
Yeah, oh yeah, there's a shit ton of veins up there.
But so...
You don't say.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was... And then I cleaned up my bike and assessed the damage. It's really not even that bad.
That's good. So what did the doctors even ask what happened? Did you tell them the full story?
Yeah, I did.
You
like,
did?
Yeah, what
did
they say? The nurses were patching me up, so they're like, oh my God, are you okay? Like, and I was telling the story, they're like, oh, my, I'm so worried about you, blah, blah, blah.
What?
I was enjoying the attention. Anyway, but, so yeah.
Were they hot nurses?
Nah, not really.
Oh, okay. They're like old
they're
ladies.
Just being nice. But yeah, that's about it.
It's pretty good.
And then I literally rode the bike that same day, and I've...
So the nurses saw you get on the same bike, or what, or...
No, it's because I took my car, but they're like, what? How'd that happen? I was like, this is like 30 minutes ago. They're like, oh, fuck.
You need a bike jacket.
I do. I do need a jacket. Yeah. But,
you probably would have been okay with
100%.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen that? There's a TikTok of this guy who was driving in rain and he hit a puddle of water and it threw him off the bike with his girlfriend. And he was sliding on his back.
I haven't seen that
on
TikTok,
the opposite side of traffic.
I've seen
I think
that
I
happen.
Sent it to you.
Maybe.
You've seen it happen?
Like, not happen, but I've seen videos of like people crash and slide. It's crazy.
Bro, like, I want to know how that feels.
I mean, when you're wearing a full suit, you kind of just slide. Like, you're okay.
Like
you're okay, other than, like, the actual impact. But, like...
Yeah.
Bro, that's if you slide.
Yeah, but...
If you slide.
But that's wearing, like, a $1,500 full suit.
I get, yeah. They're expensive?
They're, like, $1,500.
Damn.
For, like, a full suit, like... Track approved.
Oh, track approved.
Yeah.
Is it
well,
about,
I don't know what it's
is
called,
there just road approved?
I don't know. I don't know how it actually works, but like the ones that people use to go on the track and shit. Like, you know, if you've seen them, those are.
Yeah.
Those are.
But I assume like I'm like, is there just regular road regulations?
Like, there's regular like jackets,
like just shit
biker
to
jackets.
Keep you alive.
They come with pads, so I mean they're just as good, but you'll probably rub through the. Material, but they have safety pads on your back and shoulders, arms.
You should get one. I think I saw one at a thrift store one time.
Yeah, I mean they're between like $200 to $300 for just the jacket. So
honestly,
it's worth it.
I'm though. Worried about you, bro.
Why? Why are you so worried?
I'm not it was just the chase thing that was worrying me.
So
but.
Okay, so here's my thing, like. Is I always try to ride within my limits. Like this rolling burnout I tried. Like I've never done one, so that was obviously outside my limits. But I've like figured I'm going slow. Like if anything happens, it really won't be that bad. And I was right. Like
at least,
it's like something like the worst thing happened, and I can live with this.
He's being responsibly.
But whenever
they're responsible.
Whenever I decide to like speed and like cut through cars and like hit top speeds, like. Like, then I'm a little more aware of, like, my limits. Like, I'm just like, okay, like, I'm maybe going too fast for how fast I'm swerving. Like, I mean, just keep it, like, say, it like, 90.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing, like stupid shit. Like,
well, not yet. I mean, this is just the beginning.
Because I want
to... This is like, just the beginning.
I want to, like, learn how to, like, do stunts on my bike. Like, I've seen, like, so many videos, and I want to start stunting, like, bikes and shit. Like I think it's just cool.
You want to die.
I think it's a cool skill to learn. Like learn how to clutch up and wheelie. Like how to like just like stand and like
as long ease. As he doesn't get to the point where he wheelies in front of a cop on purpose.
Well, so here's the thing. You can wheelie at 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can wheelie at 120 miles an hour also.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like which ones you like.
Well, no, I'm just talking like.
Oh yeah, in front of a cop.
Yeah, like you're doing it purposely to aggravate them or whatever. So my friend, that shit will get you on a chase and a crash.
So my friend Louis, we were riding to his house. I was in my car and he was on his bike, and he was popping wheelies like all the time. And then he was holding one out, and we passed a cop, and so he just kept it going. He dropped it down, and the cop pulled out and was going the same direction we were, but he wasn't following us. Like he was like a few cars back.
He didn't even have his lights on.
No, yeah, he was just driving normal.
No, he didn't care.
Tell me when.
Well, I mean,
honestly, just pour the rest.
It's like right now, I bet they're not.
Wait, hold on. That story doesn't end.
Oh, okay.
And so we were, and then like he was driving the same direction we were, and then
oh fuck,
oh you're my retarded. God,
keep talking. I'm gonna clean this up. Keep talking.
Yeah,
keep.
And then. So then he decides to, he clutches up and does another wheelie, like a big one. And this time the cop was, there was no cars, but he was like kind of behind us. So he sped up and like got on his ass, but he still didn't turn his lights on. So then he noticed, dropped the bike, and he took off. And so the cop took off after him. So he's going, and I take off behind the cop, but like at a distance. So I'm just like, he's going like 80, I'm going like 65, 70, like just watching them. And so he turns. Do you know where Abe Lincoln is?
No.
Okay, well, he turned onto a road. And he goes, and then U-turns in a median, comes back, and then that's, I had gotten to the road. So I turn on, and I see him. He U-turns again in front of me, and the cop follows him. U-turns, like, swerves around me. He goes, U-turns again, like, while I'm driving past him. So they pass me, like, three times. And so I get to the stop sign, and then he pulls around, like, cuts in front of me and then just darts off to the next road. And then the cop comes, swerves around me, same thing.
But which one's Louis?
The one with the long hair.
Oh.
So by the time the cop like swerved around me, I was looking and he was gone. So the cop sped for a few seconds, saw he didn't see him, and then just went the speed limit.
Damn. But Louis's more experienced though, right? How long has he been riding?
Since he was like 12.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a lot more experienced, but still, it's
I just
like that, dude.
As a friend, I worry about it because I don't want to visit you at a hospital one day.
It's lazy if you know what you're doing.
I have one question.
Oh, here, there's a little bit more in here. That was when you spilled.
This is the one I spilled.
Yeah.
Wait, did you already? Okay.
Here, we'll all donate. I do have it to you.
Do you? I'm just gonna fucking run the refill. Oh, did you finish it right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're all gonna donate a little bit to you.
Okay. Do you notice cops giving up when they're trying to chase you? I've seen you've been more than once. Right?
I have something to say about that, which is very true. But cheers. I can give you a little more.
Cheers.
So here's the thing I've noticed. When you're in the city, cops will chase you. But if it exceeds like a while, like they'll more than likely end up giving up. Because they're harming a lot more people chasing you than they are just letting you be.
And how long is a while?
So like, here's what I'm saying. Like,
we're not endorsing running from the cops. So
like,
by
here's
the way.
Here's what I'm saying. Like, the time I ran from the cops, the most recent one, the cop lit me up as I passed him, and I took off down the road. I heard him follow me, and I swerved through some traffic, turned onto the highway, and by the time I looked. He had his lights on, but he was way back. And then I turned on and I still like kind of held back to look. And he ended up turning off his lights because I drove down the road, like slowed down to look, and he had turned and he was just driving normal. But when you're in the country and there's wide open roads, they'll chase you down for as long as their car can. Like they will pedal to the metal, like just hold on for dear life. I'm going 125.
I'm going to get you, boy.
And a Ford Explorer.
I try for this.
So, yeah. In the country, they have a lot more reason to chase you down. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I mean, right now in San Antonio, like, they're understaffed.
Yeah.
Way, like, real fucking bad.
They're understaffed in America, bro.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, still, like, not not to underestimate the cops. Like, if he has an ego, like, he will chase your ass
right
down.
But, I mean, at some point, there's more important shit to deal with.
It's more
than
likely city cops will end up saving, like, they won't risk their lives. Because them going 125 miles an hour, like, they're at risk, too. Like, they could lose control and crash. They could hit someone else.
They're tripping, like, bro. They're going 120.
One thing, like, a reckless motorcyclist, how much damage can they do?
What?
A reckless motorcyclist.
Like, if...
If you crash into a car, like okay, really, so, like, who's in danger there?
The motorcyclist.
So, yeah, so it's... The motorcyclist is the most in danger. Like, if you hit a car, like, you probably go through the windshield or do some damage, but you probably won't kill anyone else. More than likely. Unless you're going, like, balls to the wall, like, 170 miles an hour into a car, but many people are.
It's just kind of like, think about it. Understaffed city, why would they go after reckless motorcyclists? Yeah. It's like such a small little problem. Mm-hmm. But the same, like there's 22,000 police officers in San Antonio, with a city of 2 million.
Yeah.
Like, each officer has to take care of over 10,000 people at once, and they're not even all... on shift at the same time.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So, I mean, I had a cop, an officer that was in my class, and he was saying, like, some calls he doesn't even respond to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, he takes care of the most important, what's actually going on. Someone has a break-in. Someone's not getting their, like, he said this, like, if I see something, like, someone's got a break-in, and someone isn't getting their brownie at Bill Miller's, I'm going to go take care of the break-in first, you know. Like, obviously.
I'm not going to respond to a bullshit call.
You know, and he said, like, I might not even go to the brownie thing. Like,
so, you know what was the best advice I got for running from the cops?
What?
Which is irresponsible, but also, like, very, like, smart to think about. Is when you're running from the cops, like, especially in the city, like, the big thing is don't overdo it. Like, when you're, like, say you get lit up and you decide to take off, you don't need to go 140 miles an hour to lose that cop. Like, when I ran, like, I thought about it a lot. Like, I probably, my highest speed was 100, and I saw I hit 100 and I slowed down. Because as soon as I ran into traffic, I went, like, left, right, like, between a few cars, which is not that difficult because I fit between two cars, like, easily. And the cop had, like, there was no way he could catch up, like, after I went, like, 100 yards through some traffic.
Watch out when, I mean, like...
But, like, also, like, if there's no reason to overdo it and then risk your life, like, at no point I felt like I was at risk, other than being arrested, but, like, I didn't feel like I was in danger.
Other than getting
a felony. I didn't feel like I endangered my life.
Yeah.
Just my record. You know what I mean?
I mean, like, also, they're only chasing them for traffic violations.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Who the fuck cares?
We're not supposed to run from the police.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I get that. if you're just running from the police because you didn't turn on your fucking blinker.
If you can,
like,
think past the moral of running from the police.
Evading arrest.
Evading arrest, like, it's ridiculously easy that if you cannot risk your life and do it at the same time, there's no reason why you wouldn't.
You're just convincing yourself.
Honestly,
you're
talk to any biker, any guy that rides, like, sport bikes and, like, rides, though, like, there's always a thought in your head, like, I could get away so easily, but it's, like, if you have the morals to, like,
it's a criminal mindset.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like,
it's all about, like, morals, because, like,
I'm not saying that Nico should be running from the cops. I'm just saying all he's doing is traffic violations. It's, so, like, the equivalent of just not
all he's
turning
doing
on
is
your blinkers.
There was all this, he's doing is risking his
there
life.
There was this post I saw that was a cop that pulled over a bike, and the biker said, I only pulled over. No, like, you only pulled me over because I let you. And whenever you experience, like, a leader bike, like, you sit there and realize, like, that's very fucking true. Because there is no chance in hell a 5,000-pound, 300-horsepower Ford Explorer is touching me anywhere.
You know,
like, even at slow speed maneuvers, like, bro, like, you're done.
I can say your plates are fake, right?
100%.
Okay, let me ask you one thing. Ever since you got your plates, was it easier to run from cops?
Nico bike.
Doesn't matter.
No, but was it, have they?
It's easy. I don't get noticed by as many cops, which is a good
thing. Right. No, I'm talking about.
But running?
Once you got the chase, once the chase started, has it been easier to get, like, for them to turn off their lights quicker?
I haven't noticed.
Because what's probably happening, what I'm assuming is like, ah, shit, this guy's being kind of hard. Just take a snapshot of his license
plate. So I feel like that's what that second cop decided, like, mm-hmm. he thought he did. So that might be a factor.
His plates are fake.
Yeah. Clearly. Nico bike.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I thought it was fucking real. When I saw it, I was like, that's fucking cool.
It looks
cool.
Real. So like, I've driven by plenty of cops and I wave at them. They wave back. They look at my bike like they didn't smile. Like they think it's cool. Like they don't suspect it at all. Like it looks real.
A lot of the.
It's even a metal plate. Like, fuck.
Like I sometimes watch YouTube videos of like titled like cops being cool with bikers. You know,
right? Uh-huh. So the thing
and
is,
literally every single one is they get the light and they look at like, what the fuck was I doing? Huh? Let's pull over and let's see what I did. Like they're not, and there's been some who's like, oh, I could just, you know, go real quick and lose him, you know? But a lot of them just started saying like, I want to see what I did, why they're pulling me over.
Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing, like, I've only run because I knew I did something wrong, right? So like, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. Because when I ran in the country, I had no plates. I split lanes and I was like, well, like I had a list of shit why. I was like, well, that's why you're pulling me over right now. So I'm leaving. And especially like when I did it the second time over here, like,
yeah,
I hit 100 miles an hour down like past a high school, but it wasn't a school zone, but the speed limit was 35. So I doubled the speed limit, and he definitely saw that. So I was like, "Well, you saw me do that." So I mean, can't get
got a blast.
Yeah,
he's gone.
Like I leave because there's a reason for me to get in trouble. I'm just like, "Oh shit."
Yeah, but I mean, like, if you weren't doing nothing, would you just, like? I mean,
okay. So here's the thing. I tell myself that if I wasn't doing anything wrong and I pulled over, I would pull over. But deep down inside. I hate to say it, but I like the chase.
You're
like,
right.
It's fucking. But it's so it's addicting.
Would you like?
It's so addicting.
At the end of the day,
but I've been very good about it. Like every time, like I haven't been like hauling ass. Like whenever like it's kind of risky. Like I've been trying to like keep it to like open roads and no way there's a cop hiding behind the bushes.
Right, but like at the end of the day, the whole reason why you're running is because you're trying to get out of a ticket.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm trying to get out of a ticket and possibly a tow of my bike.
So when you're
and Joe
when no like when
and a felony,
I would get a felony if I get caught running.
No, no. Like what I'm talking about is,
but if
like,
I would have pulled over, I wouldn't get a felony.
Like yeah, like what I'm talking about, if he like lane split, that'd be a ticket.
I would just get a ticket and some fines.
Yeah, the reason why he's running is because he's trying to get out of a ticket. What I'm saying is, if you're driving and you're not doing anything and you get lit up. Like, you think like if you pulled over,
I would have a hard debate with myself if I was gonna pull over because.
But you could. Probably,
I more than likely would.
You probably still get out of the ticket, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I probably would because I could probably come up with something. Like I'm selling the bike. I just bought the bike. Like I just fixed it. I'm just testing it. Like this bike was a gag. Like the plate was a gag gift.
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Like I've thought about this a lot. Okay. Yeah. So. That's that.
Just take care of yourself, bro.
Always, dude.
I don't want to see you on a hospital bed.
Here's the thing.
With arm broken shit.
Here's the thing. Like, it's like, it's fun seeing how close you can get to the line of like playing with your life. But I always. I always play it safe. Like, I've seen many other people like send it way fucking harder. And I keep myself within my limits. Like, knowledge.
I have the same thought, but I'm not like running from the like my idea is I go in like nature, right? And I hike for 10 days amongst bears. That's like,
yeah, that's pretty dangerous.
Like, yeah,
you
yeah,
could
but,
get caught and die.
Yeah, what?
Trapped. Sorry, I meant to say trapped.
You can get trapped by
like, bro. You're susceptible to nature. Like
yeah,
mother
like
nature
you're,
like.
You're the weakest link in nature, bro.
They don't care she doesn't care if you're Hitler or Abraham Lincoln. They're gonna kill you.
That's the same like satisfaction, right? Is like the feeling of I'm in control of my own life. Like, or like there's nothing that I can do, like there's nothing that I can do that wouldn't save my life, or like that wouldn't end my life or save my life.
Right.
Like, it's all up to me.
Right. Like, but like climbing, like rock climbing or something. But yeah, like running from the cop, like I feel like that's just too much for me. Like I wouldn't.
So running to cops is very excessive. Like that's just being a dumbass and deciding you don't want to pay, like pay up to your consequences.
Right.
Like, in all honesty, I'm just avoiding the consequences of my actions. Right. Like I drive a bike with no plate that's not registered. Like I did that. I chose to do that.
Yeah, but you're saying that you like
but
it
whenever
of the feeling.
But just riding, just being on a motorcycle, like your life is all in your hands. Like,
oh, you're just being on a motorcycle.
Whether you ride the speed limit,
I thought you meant
just,
the chase.
No. The chase is addicting just because of the adrenaline rush. But riding a motorcycle is holding your hands in your life.
Yeah, because I was about to side with Victor here. I was gonna be like, wait, at what point is that going to turn into simple traffic violation to like robbing a bank on a bike?
Okay,
you know?
So riding...
Because your life barely started, bro. Yeah. How old are you?
19.
Our lives barely started. You know that, right?
That is true.
And, I mean, I still... Even though I don't even know Jacob like that at all, I only know his first name and what he looks like. I feel for him. For having a felony... That's going to be with him for his whole life.
What was his felony?
Evading arrest. So,
he got caught.
When he crashed, they found his license. So they put him down for evading arrest and possession of marijuana.
When was this?
Whenever he crashed.
But when I asked about if they did anything, you said no.
Well, because they didn't.
So when did this...
So he went to the hospital and they couldn't arrest him because he had to go to the hospital.
Right.
So they put a warrant out for his arrest.
Oh,
but
fuck.
Jacob never got an email or like let him know. So he's like, he was confused about that. But then he got pulled over with his friend. And like the cop just ran his name like normal. And the warrant popped up. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, I'm gonna have to take you in. Like you have warrants for your arrest. He was like, oh shit. Like I didn't know. So that's how he got arrested.
So remember when we got pulled over in Kai's car? And I was driving.
Yes, that was very dumb of you.
So
that was, dude.
That wasn't even my fault.
Dude, remember?
It was your fault. It was definitely. It was completely your fault.
What was my fault?
Because you were messing with the lights.
No, I was no.
No,
so,
you had the lights off.
No, so let me.
But you were messing with.
I'm gonna fucking explain. All right.
I was there, bro. I remember.
No, you don't fucking know what's happening. What's going on is her light switch is on the same. Like I explained this on the podcast.
Yeah,
her light switch is on the same thing where you turn on the blinker and off. And so when I go to turn on the blinker, sometimes I fuck it up and I turn it right. And so that's exactly what happened. So I accidentally turned it off, and I turned it to where it went from like auto to something else. So the back lights, like the rear lights, weren't on. And that's what he pulled us over for. Well, anyways, that was the day right before the pandemic hit, right? My court day was like while we were in lockdown, right? And so I called the thing, and I was like, well, since it's just a minor traffic violation, we're just going to push your date until a little later.
Yeah.
And it was a fix-it ticket, so I had to go to court and show them that like it was working, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, all right. And they're like, but I'm going to look for it to tell you what day you would end up coming in, right? So she went in, she went the thing. She goes, it's not here.
It was never...
Yeah, like, it was never put in, right?
Yeah, he probably just threw it
out. Yeah, and she was like, but he might just have not have yet and might be waiting until like lockdown is over. Because apparently a lot of cops are doing that.
Yeah.
And so when he does, we're going to call you, send you an email, and send you your new court date in your mail, right? So like 4 months later, I didn't get anything,
mm-hmm.
right? And I assumed it was just resolved.
I am so lit right now. I don't know why.
I assumed.
Damn.
I assumed it was just resolved, but then... But then I was like, what if I have a warrant out for my arrest?
Yeah, for real.
like, what if I just
well,
fucking missed it?
I don't think so.
Huh? No, I don't think no, so. It ended up not being like that. But I was fucking angry. I got pulled over again, right? I was like,
like, oh shit, I'm going to jail.
Yeah. So, like, so this is the thing. This is the thing. This thought went into my head, right? And so I emailed the municipal office, whatever. I was like, hey, like, can you just check on this for me? Like, I have no fucking clue if I still need to pay this, if I got a warrant, you know? And they're like, yeah, we'll take care of it for you. And they go and you're like, yeah, there's nothing for you. Okay, right? But that they told me that a week after I sent the email. So like 3 or 2 days later, I got pulled over. And I was like,
You were nervous, huh?
Yeah. And I think like my like I cut someone off or some shit. Like, and I didn't realize. I was like, bro, I don't even know what you're fucking talking about. And he was like, yeah, it's just a warning. Yeah, get out of here. And he took my license and stuff. And I was like,
oh, yeah. Shit.
I was like, fuck, bro. He's going to be like, can you please step out of your vehicle?
We're going to have to.
That's fucking scary. Just,
oh. You ever been in handcuffs?
Huh? No.
You ever been in handcuffs? Yeah. It's not a good feeling, right?
It's really
what
not.
What were you in handcuffs for?
Whenever I got caught 300 feet within my school. With
oh yes, right. You're telling me you said on the podcast too.
With what possession of what?
Marijuana. 300 feet within a school.
But that was a school officer, right?
Or, yeah, it was a school officer.
I wonder.
He let you go.
I wonder. Hey, have you? I never got arrested by a school officer.
Oh, so,
no, I've been arrested by an actual officer.
No, so here's how that worked out. So I got caught with the weed right in my car, and he was explaining to me. He's like, so you're lucky this happened now and not a year ago, because last year you would have been going downtown right now. And he's like, because of COVID, like, they don't want to put people in jail because too many people like get too exposed. So he's like, I'm gonna take you back to school. Like, you're gonna get the Northside's gonna punish you the way they do. Like, you're gonna go to alternative, but I'm just gonna put it into the system. And if the DA decides to follow it up, you'll get a fine and a court date. If not, like, you're good.
You went to alternative school
for a month? Yeah, for a month.
It was lit, right?
It's kind of lit. So
I love the alternative.
So
bro,
I go to alternative, whatever, I graduate, and so I was waiting for a court date, and the cop was being honest. He's like, honestly, like, I think you'll be all right. Like, to be honest, like, the DA hasn't been like pursuing anything under 2 ounces, and I had an eighth on me. And so he was like, it's a lot of weed, but for right now, for this, for how we are in like this right now, like, it's where they haven't really been pursuing it.
Yeah. Did he put you in handcuffs?
Yeah.
Oh. Did he put you in the back?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it's
so I never got a court date. So I'm scot free.
Weren't you with Hannah?
Yeah.
Did you get put in cuffs too?
Yep.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah.
He did too.
That's nice.
Oh yeah.
It's not. He put him real tight.
Yep.
Like, where your hands are getting numb and it hurts.
It wasn't for that long, but yeah.
It's not a pretty feeling, right?
I mean, honestly, like, I wasn't tripping about the cuffs. I was tripping about my car and shit, because I needed someone to come and pick it up, because it was A, it was a manual, and B, someone needed to come pick it up. But yeah, that was that. Never got in trouble. Never got in trouble legally, just by Northside. And they were telling me that, like, and the principal, she was like, honestly, like, don't worry about going to alternative. Like, it's only on the Northside record. Like, it's not going to follow you to college. And I was like, she's like, you're still going to graduate on time too. I was like, bro, I'm like, at this point, I don't give a fuck, because apparently I'm chilling. So send me wherever you want.
Alternative was fun though, right?
I met so many
dope ass people, no, right? Was there fights every day?
There was only, when I got there, there was 10 students in all alternative.
Oh, damn.
But then when I left, there was 5 more. But look, so all the kids there were retards. Like, they're just retards.
Like, but autistic or?
No,
just stupid people.
Yeah, just stupid people. Like, oh. Like, they're like, yeah, bro, I had like a cart on me, and like, we were chiefing in the red, like, something.
Oh,
like, just stupid people that got caught with stuff. But the teachers I met were like the most genuine people I've ever met, and it was the coolest experience.
Dude, the
like,
teachers be them, going through
all
shit.
Of them gave me their information to like contact them after if I wanted. Like, I met my football coach's sister. She was my business teacher
in alternative.
Yeah. And, I saw her face, and I was like, bro, who the fuck are you? Because I know you. She's like, where are you going to high school? I was like, Marshall. She's like, do you know Coach Reed? And I was like, yeah, he coached me, like, do football. He's like, I'm his sister. Like, oh, that makes so much sense.
Was Coach still there? Was it a black guy, the coach at the gym?
I don't fucking know. I didn't have gym.
Oh, okay. Alternative was
so one. Wait, they just have all the classes in alternative?
Yeah, like there's a.
Obviously, you can see I was squeaky clean in high school.
Technically, there's there should be a teacher for each, like.
Bro, but they won't give you shit. If it's to an advanced class, they're going to give you the simplest thing. You'll get an A.
Yeah.
That's how you get your GPA.
No, I actually.
A lot of people did that.
I had to write an essay in alternative. Like, I had an English teacher that she was actually pretty serious.
Was she the fat one?
Yeah. I love her. She's the fucking best. Like, me and her clicked.
Dude, she would be my first period teacher. I would walk in out of my mind, bro, where I'm stumbling when I walk. And she would be dope. She would always put, what's your thought about this? And we wrote on something on the paper, and that's it for the whole class.
Pretty much.
Alternative was the best.
So her class, it was only me and Hannah in that whole class.
Not for real?
Mm-hmm. It's cool when there's a lot of people at alternative.
Nah, it was shit, the people were fucking lame. Like all the people were fucking lame, like wannabe hood rats and little skanks. This one girl got caught fucking in a bush at school.
Like at alternative?
No, like she was she in alternative fucking because in she got caught fucking in plants, like in on her high school.
Bro, the last time I fucked was I didn't fuck in a bush. poor choice of words, but last time I was messing with a bush, I got stung by wasps, like
in the crack.
So like, what if she was like?
You know, I don't like bee school. I've come to accept that it's disgusting to me.
Yeah,
it's the worst alcohol I've ever tasted.
I mean, what isn't it? Like, do Mexicans like tequila? Do they actually like the taste of it? Victor.
Honestly, tequila is pretty fucking good.
Yeah? Victor, come here.
I've had some bomb tequila before. Yeah, that's the beaner.
What?
Sit down.
Sit down?
Sit down.
You ready for round four?
Bro, I think I'm good. I think I'm good.
What about you, Nico?
I'm down with whatever the vibe is. All right.
Okay. Do you like tequila?
Yes, I love
like
tequila.
You like the taste of it, or do you like it because it fucks you up?
I'll drink it straight.
But do you drink it because it gets you fucked? Do you like it because it gets you fucked up, or do you like it because you know? Can you sit general, fucking down?
I like it in general. I like it because it gets me fucked up, and I like it because it's part of my culture since I'm Mexican and shit.
I'm Mexican and shit, I like that answer.
I even know the types of tequilas. There are añejo, blanco, and extra añejo.
Yeah, it's good.
That's good. Yeah. Why are you asking me that?
Because Nico was saying how he doesn't like pisco, and I was kind of like, do Mexicans like tequila? Or do they only like
no? Mexicans love tequila. Like, I'm not even on a racist, some racist shit. Like, for some reason,
I don't know. I'll have to ask my mom if she like loves pisco.
Yeah, and it's part of our culture.
But do you drink straight pisco, or do you get pisco sour?
I don't really like either of them.
Oh, okay.
I've had shots of pisco. It's disgusting. Pisco sour. It's bearable, but I would not order that by choice. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, let's finish. How much do you have left here?
I give it to Nico.
No, I'm good.
Nico needs more.
Nope.
Right, give it to yourself then. Yeah. I don't fucking want it. I'm being peer pressure.
I know. What the fuck? Here. No, I'm good.
Bro.
No, thanks.
Look.
Put it in your fucking mouth.
I don't know. That's kind of gross.
Spit on it.
Call me daddy.
Have you seen those TikToks where like they're doing something like innocent and he just like spit on it?
What are you trying to imply from the tequila that like you like pisco because it's part of your culture?
No, I don't. I don't really. I mean, I tried to like it's too strong. Don't you think? Like it's too.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
It's like it. Like I'm not shitting on pisco.
It's too strong, but it's just not a good. Not a good taste.
Like
I don't like it.
Like, how do I explain this? Like when you take an alcohol, right, and there's something in it that makes you want to, you know, like
make they're all like that.
Yeah. But each one has a different thing, right?
Yeah, because they're made from different things.
Yeah. Pisco has like the fucking worst.
Well, I don't know what pisco is made of, but I know tequila is made from the agave plant, the blue agave from Mexico.
Oh, he fucking knows, bro.
What?
He knows. He knows tequila.
Who, this guy?
Yeah. And vodka's made from...
He knows how to fucking make it. Tell me how you make it, Victor.
You put the agave
Wait, hold on.
You dig a hole.
You actually fucking know?
You dig like a big, you dig like a trench-ish looking thing, and you put the agaves in there. And then basically you set the agaves on fire, or you toast them up, and then you squeeze them.
And that gives you tequila?
But most tequilas aren't 100% agave. The ones you're looking for are 100%. That's where like you can actually taste and you have a good experience from it.
Oh, yeah.
Same with vodka.
Well,
even though I don't drink like that.
We next episode we will be going deep into Victor's head. Cheers. Do you want to do that?
Cheers.
Wait, hold on. I'm sorry. I'm answering this guy.
Okay.
Cheers one more time.
Yeah, do it again. Until Nico.
Try one last time. To Nico.
No. Just keep doing it until Nico comes back.
Okay.
When are you turning 21?
In June.
All right, bro. In June, we're all going to London.
Oh, yeah.
That's where Nico can drink.
Oh, bro.
That was disgusting.
Like that. What was that?
That was very
bad. It tasted like dog shit.
Mm. You tasted I dog like, shit.
I'm happy that we all agree that was not
played. That was disgusting.
I just don't like any alcohol.
Honestly, I like alcohol, but it has to have good flavor now. Like, I've learned that alcohol has flavor.
Because you're not trying to get fucked up anymore.
No,
I love getting fucked up,
but I like getting fucked up on something I like now.
Dude, I don't know how y'all like that. That's fucking gross.
We don't like it.
We all just agreed that we hate that.
No, but like as a culture, like why your parents?
Oh, that was peaceful.
That was not peaceful.
That was Terbonico.
Oh, okay. Mine was peaceful then.
Yeah, you
that
had
was
the
fucking
one,
disgusting dog.
Remember, you poured yourself the peaceful one.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
I don't remember.
Okay, well, that was
you
the last.
You had a worse experience than we did.
That one was the last one for me.
Yeah, it was gross.
What you had is rum.
Yeah, see, I don't.
That's actually all right.
No, I didn't like that.
It's because it was lemon.
Hmm. Yeah, it was gross. For you,
that one was my last one, bro. I'm calling. I'm
okay.
My check, bro.
So next time we do have an episode, we are going to get deep into Victor's head.
We can get deep right now. What do you want to get?
What do you want
to talk about?
No, I want to dedicate an episode to it.
Oh, okay. Let's do sort of part of it.
What?
What do you want to know?
No, okay. I'm going to make it like a fucking dedicated episode. I'm just, what I want to do, since we're doing that for Victor, I do want to get deep into Nico's head too in a different episode.
Why my
and then,
head?
And then mine.
What's wrong with my head?
And just keep going.
Is it because there's something wrong with this?
No. Just to have fun. I think it'd be interesting.
What do you mean getting deep? Because you know, so, I think a lot of shit.
Yeah. So we're just pretty much gonna find out how you think in your head.
How I think is, I feel like I'm always in manual mode. Like a lot of people are just always in autopilot. I feel like every second of my day is just, you know, manual.
So I want to dedicate an episode to it.
So, I fucking hate Sawgrass. I'm not gonna lie, bro.
What have you been up to, Victor? I want to know.
Let us know
what you've been up to now.
What do you mean Sawgrass? That's it.
How was your Sawgrass experience,
dude? I mean, it's something else. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
Why? Like, well, because in the construction world is not like that at all.
Yeah, I imagine.
In the construction world,
it's a restaurant in a construction zone.
I want to hear your comparison.
In the construction world, it's all 40-year-old men who decided to, you know, have a good job so they can pay their mortgage, have their feed their kids, and, you know, they all have wives or ex-wives or they're paying child support. Now I'm among people sort of around my age.
Yeah, very much your age.
And it's interesting. The vibes are crazy. You know,
it's like a fun environment, right?
It's a fun environment that constantly changes because people quit. I want to quit.
Everyone wants to quit.
Everyone wants to quit. You know, we're all in that point of our lives where we don't know what the fuck to do with our life. And it's like, do we decide to stay here and not do shit with our lives? Or do we decide to do something else or something crazy? Or should I?
Exactly. You know? That's what the boat we're all in.
And then I meditate, so like I can feel it. I can feel it in the air because the air in the construction world is so much.
Dude, you should start doing to-go's.
Grudgy.
You should ask him, like, hey, can I start doing to-go's?
Probably. But
because to-go's, you get hourly and you make tips off to-go's. It's not crazy tips, but you'll make like $50.
He's looking for an electrician job again.
Yeah, tomorrow morning I'm going to get an electrician job tomorrow morning.
Are you just going
to
show up?
If my piss doesn't come out hot, then I'm good. Hoping to God.
Bro, you're not an expert on cleansers?
No.
What the fuck?
I'm the
dirtiest. See, we had that conversation earlier.
Yeah, I'm the dirtiest motherfucker here.
Really?
I met this guy in the restaurant. I'm like, Nick told me that you're an expert.
Because I thought he like your dad was like, hey, I would just plan my smoking out
very strategically.
You're right, but sometimes your dad did it on like surprise. Like you told me one day that your dad texted you that you're gonna go get tested the next day, right? And you went to Walmart and you grabbed like a cleanser, and you said that you grabbed this specific cleanser because your friend told you.
Yeah, or I know what you're talking about. I don't think it works. I think that was a failed attempt because I failed that drug test.
This guy, I swear.
I don't think you ever heard the after story. I failed that bitch.
No, you didn't tell me that part.
You said that so confidently. He's like, because he knew, because he knows. And he's
no. I thought he passed.
It's like, that definitely didn't work.
I knew a kid when I was working at Top. Not a kid. He was 30. He was not a kid, but he was working at Topgolf, and he was talking about how his old job, the one he just came from, he quit because when a job drug tests you, they need to tell you like a week advance. Like they need to tell you a time.
They don't.
No, they don't.
I know, but they're supposed to.
They don't.
I know that.
I know I'm getting drug tested tomorrow.
No, I'm talking about like once you're already with the company.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah. They're supposed to tell you like in a week in advance when you're going to get drug tested, right? And so he, they only told him like 3 days in advance. And so he said he went to Walmart, grabbed a couple, like two or three cleansers, drank them all. He came out clean and then he put in his 2 weeks because he was like, I'm not dealing with that shit.
Yeah.
And then he came work at Topgolf. They don't drug test there. But another guy got in a fight with a new hire. It wasn't his fault, but they were like, he's not a good worker, and they were trying to get rid of him. So they're just gonna use that to fire him, right? And so he was kind of like, I need this job. Like I can't lose this job, and it's kind of bullshit. Like this is the worst fucking job. Mm-hmm. You can possibly have like it's probably a blessing to get fired from there. But
nah.
Fuck yeah, bro.
No, I can't imagine it being worse. But
it makes sense because this guy, like, pretty much, he said he begged for the job and they said, fine, we'll give you a job. Like, we'll keep you, but you have to pass a drug test. And I'm like, okay, when? Tomorrow.
Oh, shit.
And he told me, he goes, I snorted a line last night. Oh, fuck. I was like, bro, like, what the fuck? And then, so he went to Walmart. He got a shit ton of cleansers. He drank it all. He pissed it and he passed.
See?
You know what I found out today? Bill's a tweaker.
What do you mean?
Do you know who Bill is?
Who's Bill?
Bill is one of the hosts at Saltgrass.
No, he's not a Bill. He's a server. The one with the tats?
Yeah.
He's a server.
The one with the musical tat?
Yeah. Server. Oh.
Server, host, whatever. And no, because he hosts sometimes, right?
No.
I don't even. Okay. Server. He's a tweaker.
How'd you find out?
How did I find out? It's because I mentioned something and he came up to me and he's like, and he's like not blinking. And then he's like mumbling in his words and he's like, right. I'm like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking tweaker. I'm like agreeing with him, like, yeah, bro.
He's kind of weird, right?
And then he mentions like, yeah. He's like, do you do coke? And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't do drugs.
And then, you're like, oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. And then, but it's that, it's like that look.
I know what look. He's weird.
And I know it. I know a tweaker when I see one because I used to be a tweaker.
So you know who used to sell coke? Have you met the one with the glasses, long hair?
The black guy?
No. Glasses, long hair, server.
Yes. He's white. Yes.
He used to sell gnarly coke and like do coke all the time. That guy.
That guy?
Yeah.
Is that why he's cross-eyed?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Is that why he's crossing?
You know, cross yeah, I can't.
Don't mention that I told you, though.
I can't look at him in the eye because he's just like, it makes sense, though. Because they're always drinking beers after work.
I always drink beers after work.
But yeah, he's Bill's a tweaker.
I can see it.
And so, like, it makes sense because I was one time I was taking a shit at the restroom and I just hear, and I'm like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? And you got there and it's Bill.
Hmm?
Oh, did you see Bill?
No, I was taking a shit.
Yo, since we're talking about like the service industry, what is the fucking annoyingest shit you've ever seen? Or like the most stupidest shit you've seen, like heard or have been done to you?
If you know who Daniel is?
Old man Dan?
Daniel with the glasses, he's fat.
The white one, the one.
The host.
Yeah.
If I might kick his ass one of these days, bro.
Why? What is he saying?
Bro, because he fucks with me for... he tests me, bro. I'm like, I laugh it out. I'm like,
what happened?
Bro, like, he doesn't respect me whatsoever. He doesn't treat me like as a human being.
What did he do?
Fuck? You know what? Like, it was like a week ago.
What happened?
He said, hey, bus boy. And he's like, bus boy, we need you to go out there and bus. I'm like, my name's Victor, bro.
No fucking
way. And then, you know, the other day he went up to Ray. She was like, here, come here. And he told Ray how we needed to have a talk about how I'm doing my job. And I just looked at this motherfucker in the eye, like, just smiling. Because, dude, this motherfucker has a problem with me, bro. And one of these days, I'm not going to, like, be able to hold my shit. I'm going to be like, I already planned in my head. I'm like, yeah. I already planned what I'm going to say to this guy. I'm going to be dramatic about it. I'm going to be like, do we have a problem? Because we can go solve it outside right now.
I'm down. Yeah, I wanna fucking.
Hey, make sure you record it though.
And, I mean, I don't know if this guy is hiding something, but I can beat a dude's ass. Like, I know how to fight, and he like, I'll destroy him. You know what I mean?
I'll destroy him.
He's fat. I'm pretty sure he's not agile. I heard he's trying to work out, but yeah, fucking right. I mean,
yeah, fucking right.
I mean, I work out.
Yeah.
And my stamina is out of the roof. I did 25 minutes on the cycle on level 15. And I don't know if
you... I don't know what that fucking means.
I don't know what that means. Props to you, dude.
Yeah, man.
I'm saying,
you don't want to fuck with this guy.
25 minutes on the max level?
There's out of 20 levels, I go to 15. I stay on 12 a lot, but then I go to 15, I do sprints, and I go back to 12. I keep it going.
Yeah.
So my stamina is out of the roof.
All right.
It went down, but now I'm back at it again. But I'm gonna kick this motherfucker's ass one of these days, bro. Like,
dude, I wanna see that
like,
shit happen.
Even if you can ask Mariana. Mariana knows that this dude like talks to me like in a bad way, and like I don't listen. Like when the other day he told Steven that Steven came up to me like, hey, I don't know what's up, but Daniel said that he needs you to come up front, and I'm like, hell nah.
Fuck that guy.
I didn't, bro, for like 10 minutes. I'm just They don't realize that I have shit to do too, bro. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I have so much shit to do, bro, that busing isn't even my main occupation, bro. It's putting the dishes up, throwing the trash, checking if the waiter's got ice, bread.
Bro.
Yeah, dude. The
bread. Fucking kitchen, if they got dishes. I have so much shit to do.
Yeah.
And you want me busing?
Bro, I feel that. I feel that.
Dude, when, I know exactly what you mean. Like, I feel so that.
Like, when I was at Top Golf, like, people call out like it's fucking okay. Like, no, there's like almost no repercussion for calling out at Top Golf, right?
Damn.
So, I was alone on a Friday night on the third floor, the busiest floor, right? And like a 4 or 5 bay event had just gotten up, so I had to go and bus it, right? And at the other side of the floor, like 2 bays just got up. I saw it. I could see it. I see it go up. I'm like, well, they're gonna have to fucking wait. Like,
I'm
a little busy right now, right? And so I'm doing my thing. I'm putting shit up. I'm cleaning shit. This is COVID time. I had to spray the shit, right? So this bay host comes up to me. She's running. She's like, you need to come and help me right now. You've been leaving me alone over there. I've been doing my shit all alone. And I was like, you're not fucking see how many bays I have right here? Yeah. Like, I'm fucking busy. You're going to have to wait. Like, I was like, you're, yeah, okay. When I finish this, I'll go over there. I was like, no, you've been leaving me alone. I was like, yeah, probably because I'm stuck here. Yeah. You not see this? Like, I've been here for like 2 hours, maybe. I haven't been able to see your side yet. Like, so what am I supposed to do? And I was like, clean it up yourself. Oh, like, God. Fucking, what am I supposed to do? She goes, like, I was pissed. Right, I was fuming, right? She goes and tells a manager, and she comes. The manager comes, is like, "Hey Nick, what's going on?" And I was like, "Bro, do you see how many bays I have? At this point, I have 8 bays that I have to clean that I haven't touched yet. Right? Like, you see how many bays I have? She has 2 bays, and they've been sitting there for a long time on red, and the people are still there. She hasn't been doing shit. She's been standing there, you know.
Yeah.
And he's like, "She can clean it up herself. I'm kind of busy right now, my guy." He's like, "All right, I'll help you." And fucking ignores the bayos, bro. The managers there, before COVID, they used to be very bayos oriented. After COVID, they started being more support oriented.
Yeah.
So they've been like supporting us more of the time, right? But it wasn't that much. It was only like when it was like the problems were happening. And I know this because for a long time, they were scheduling us like animals. Like we were fucking slaves.
I feel
like,
you, bro.
Like, every, like, I didn't have a day off unless it was my availability.
Yeah.
You know? And so I was working every fucking possible day. And you know, it was a double and a double and a double. Like, it was fucking awful. Yeah. Right? I put in my 2 weeks because I got the job at Sawgrass. and then I hear someone else go, "Hey, Nick, did you put in your 2 weeks?" Like, another coworker. And I was like, "Yeah." He's like, I'm gonna put in my 2 weeks too. How'd you do it? I was like, I just texted them, you know, and they were like, okay. And then it just started a domino effecting. A bunch of other fucking support people got another job somewhere else for more money, and you know. Yeah, and on one of my last days, I was shift leading. And I had to attend the pre shift where they talk about what's going on in the day, right? And the manager, like, this is the time where people are supposed to like give shout outs to other people for, you know, doing a good job. You know, a lot of the times it is support people that get shout outs, but it's kind of, who the fuck cares? We're barely even able to get into pre-show. So I'm sitting in there and he goes, "Hey guys, 8 support members put in their 2 weeks."
Damn.
In the last week, like, they're hurting, you know? And we're like, you realize now?
Yeah.
You know, that they're like, "Does anybody has anything to say about this?" And some guy was like, "Yeah, Nick, what do you got?" And I was like, "Bro, I was the first one to put in my 2 weeks. Like, you now realize that we're hurting?" And you know what they said? They're like, "Just make sure you tell them that they're appreciated." Fucking help us, bro. Help us.
Put up the wage.
Yeah.
I wish you worked.
They cut our wages.
I wish you worked at Sawgrass. That would make it much easier.
Yeah. I wouldn't be a busboy there, though. Sorry. But that's your annoying thing? The most annoying thing, though? Or just other coworker?
Hmm?
That's the thing that annoys you the most in the service industry, the other coworker?
I have a problem with Daniel. Because he treats everyone like they're the bro. He's like, "Oh, cool," and whatever. But me? He treats me like absolute shit. And I'm not afraid to say shit, bro. Like, we're gonna... You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
I don't really let my emotions get out there. Like, I'm fake with everyone at work, except the homies. Except people are like, I'm like, I actually talk to you like a human fucking being. Though, absolutely, yes, that's not real me. That's just like my programming default.
Right.
You know, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. You know what scares me the most?
But
it's like, as in the perspective of seeing, what's her name? Selena? And Josh. They're like what happens when you stay in the industry, right? Or because they've been doing it for a while, right? Or
I mean,
imagine you're in your late 30s, almost 40.
I mean, Selena makes like $60,000-$70,000 a year.
What?
Yeah.
Bro, as a manager?
Yes.
I am, bro.
Yeah, like,
but she looks miserable though.
Well, she's miserable because of her situation.
Tell me about that. I want to know more. Selena closes with me. Selena has a problem with me or something.
What do you mean?
Like, she closes up with me, bro. She won't even look at me in the eye. Like,
Because she reminds you.
I don't know. Maybe
you remind her or someone.
I don't know. Maybe like she just doesn't think you do your job right or something.
Damn.
Maybe it's because I mentioned that she looks like the girl that broke my heart.
But why would you say that to your manager?
I mean, I talk shit. I talk shit to Selena all day long, but she has thick skin. Like, she doesn't get her feelings hurt.
Yeah,
but Selena's thing is, I don't know. She has a bunch of things going on that's kind of fucked up. But
tell me, bro. I want to know. I want to really dig deep.
Maybe not on the podcast, but
is Josh married?
I don't know. I don't give a fuck.
Josh is an interesting character.
I hate Josh.
I can see why you would hate Josh, but
who's Josh?
One of a new manager that we got. He got demoted from corporate.
Got demoted?
Yeah. It's a fucking faggot.
But
yeah, he is embarrassing.
I'd rather have Josh than Ray. I fucking hate Ray.
Ray looks like he's on crack.
Let me tell you.
Fucking this.
I love Ray, but Ray shits on all the busters. Like, he just has y'all do fucking everything.
Bro. With Selena, I'll ask, like, hey, can you check me?
Mm-hmm.
And with Josh, every time with Josh, except last night, because last night I ate a piece of cheesecake that was in the freezer. I don't know how long it's been there, but I thought I was having, like, a medical emergency from how bad my stomach hurt. But with Josh, I'll ask him, like, hey, can you check me? With Ray, I fucking leave, bro. Once I think I'm done, I leave.
Why?
I fucking hate Ray.
Why? Tell me why.
You know what Ray did?
What did he do?
Okay, so I'm working on Thanksgiving, and there was a plate of food from, like, the Thanksgiving plate, the turkey, the green beans, the stuffing, and the mashed potatoes. And someone only ate, like, one piece of turkey, and the plate looked untouched. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm fucking eating this. And I have it on the side, and I'm having shit to do. So I'm leaving it. I'm doing my shit to do first, then I'll eat it, and that's the plan. And then I finish putting up a bunch of dishes, and then all I see is Ray saying, "Whose is this? Whose is this?" To, you know, the plate, and I'm like, "Why is he asking whose is this?" And then the moment I say it's mine, this motherfucker grabs my plate. He's like, "Oh no, sir, you can't be doing that." I'm like, "What?" I grabbed the plate from his hand. I'm like trying to eat it while he has it.
What the fuck?
And then he, like, I'm like, all right, let him take it. And he throws that shit away. Because it was mine. And he's like, no, sir, I can't get you sick. You know, you can't be doing that. And I'm like, well, that's on me, bro. Like, I literally said, that's on me, not on you. And I fucking hate Ray.
He took your food from you.
That's funny.
Bro,
that's
at some point, he had me mopping. By where we put the bread at, is that he had me mopping back there. I never do that shit. I don't know where he has me doing that shit. Hell no, bro.
It's funny.
He had me putting the, what do you call it, the recogedor, the
sweeper and dustpan.
The dustpans through the dishwasher.
Through the dish? That's
funny. And the moment he had me doing that, I'm like, no, I'm leaving. I'm out. I fucking hate Ray.
That's so funny. I love Ray with all my heart.
That Mr. How are you doing, Mr.?
Dude, the Mr. is so fucking iconic.
I started telling him, hi, Mr. Ray.
Hi, Mr. Ray. He's like, what's up, Mr.?
Okay, so I still want to know what's the most annoying thing from you.
Yeah, when people give me fucking attitude.
They give you attitude.
Yeah.
That's it. Do you have a story?
Attitude, bro.
Tables.
Yeah, do you have a story? The worst one.